We're talking today with Mike Kubitschek from the Oklahoma Peanut Commission. Mike, let's talk a little bit about the 2010 growing season, maybe first of all. This year, USDA saying we're going to have a lot more peanuts we're going to harvest as we get here to harvest season compared to a year ago.
Well, in Oklahoma, we had a 52% expansion of acres in the state. We'll harvest about 20,000 acres this year. And at this point, it looks, I'm cautiously optimistic. It looks really good.
Now, tell me a little bit about the makeup of the industry compared. We've obviously got the days before the government program had the buyout, and we've got today, which is more of a free market system. It's really a whole totally different industry compared to what we had at that point.
Oh, it is. Peanuts are now one of those crops that are kind of in a rotation mix on the farm. We had a number of farmers back in 2002 that left the peanut playing field, so to speak. This year, we saw a great number of those folks come back, and they've laid the land out, and they're going to get a yield boost. That's their payback for doing that, and we think we'll see some more in those areas, primarily in eastern Oklahoma, that we haven't seen in a while.
Did we lay out long enough to get aware of some of the diseases or get past some of those disease problems?
I think so. And of course, now our varieties that we have available to us have more tolerance and resistance to some of those diseases. It'll be an easier management style, if you will. It's easier to grow peanuts perhaps today than it was back a couple of decades ago because of the germplasm improvement.
Tell me a little bit about your field days that are coming up. You got two of them this next week.
We do. We have one Tuesday in Beckham County out at Sayre, and then our big field day, which is at the Peanut Research Station at Fort Cobb, is on Thursday. Both of those, by the way, are morning field days. We've typically had them in the afternoon. But harvest looks like it's coming early. We're going to have some peanuts harvested. In fact, there are already peanuts being dug as we speak. And so we want to reserve the afternoon for the farmers to get back to the field. Hopefully they'll come join us for the field days in that morning.
Now, what are they going to be seeing? What are they going to be able to participate in at this year's events?
Well, at the Fort Cobb event, of course, this is where we have most of our actual research plots. We'll actually hayride through those plots, visit with the scientists. We'll talk about what worked this year, what didn't work. But also there we'll be releasing and making an official announcement of the release of the newest runner-type peanut available to our producers, the Red River Runner.
Is this something that OSU shall put out?
Well, it's going to be a joint release between USDA ARS, the folks at the Center for Peanut Improvement in Stillwater, and Texas A&M with assistance from Oklahoma State University.
Now, tell me a little bit about this particular runner compared to, say, some of the previous varieties that we've been able to use.
Well, I think that the real gold star for this variety is its grade. It's a high-quality peanut. It will has the opportunity for the producers to make an additional $80 to $150 an acre based on just the grade alone. It also has tolerance and resistance to Sclerotinia, and it is heart-healthy. No cholesterol. It's got good things for the consumer, good things for the sheller, and excellent things for the producer.
So this will be an official announcement, an official release. What I guess this coming year, fairly limited amount of seed then, or what?
Actually, we've anticipated its release. There will be sizable increase already in the field this year, so the availability of seed will be ahead of the game next year. This variety could be the variety for the state in the next couple of years, but our producers will be able to plant some of it next year.
So you see, the bulk of the acres being runner peanuts over the next couple of years then?
No, actually, Oklahoma is one of those niche states. Our largest production is in Spanish. We've kind of gone back to our roots, so to speak, and that's driven by consumer and market demand. We saw almost doubling of our Virginia-type peanuts. These are the ballpark peanuts over last year, almost doubled those acres. But we also saw about a 13-14% increase in our runner type, which is the peanut butter peanut.
So we're really growing all types of peanuts right here in the state of Oklahoma then?
We are. We're expanding the acres across the state. We've got 77 counties in Oklahoma, of course, and we have 20 now that are growing peanuts. And then we've increased or expanded the acres of all three market types. Now, that's the advantage that we have in the Southwest. Oklahoma and Texas are the only two states that produce all three major types of peanuts grown in the U.S.
What's ahead? In other words, at one point we had right at, 100,000 acres or more of peanuts 15, 20 years ago. We're down, as you mentioned, that 20,000. We've been below that, coming back a little bit. How many more acres do you see over the next 5 or 6 years coming into the rotation?
Well, I think the acres are going to be driven by the market. You know, our farmers have repeatedly said, you pay us to grow them and we'll grow them. So I think it's going to be driven by the market. We anticipate prices to be good again next year. We anticipate expansion across the state. And like I said, I think in areas that we've not had peanuts in the past few years, we'll see a few more of those acres come into play. And it's all going to be about what's available in the marketplace, because our farmers, they can grow corn, they can grow cotton, they can grow peanuts, they can grow grain sorghum. These are all summer-grown crops. And so they have the options based on what the market will offer them.
Okay. Here we go.